Penguin Random House Audio presents Space Between, Explorations of Love, Sex, and Fluidity. This is the author, Nico Tortorella. For you. The space between everything, all of it is love. Gratitude. When I kiss my hands together to pray, gratitude must always come first. And I'm gonna start with you. Thank you. Whoever you are, wherever you are in this life's iteration, I am grateful. Whether you found this book or this book found you, we are about to embark on this journey in tandem. This book comes alive with you, with your imagination. You are the life, the conduit, no matter the reaction. Thank you again. I love you. All of it is you. To my family, I love you from the deepest bottom of my being, each and every one of you in your own special way. That has always been and will always be the driving force of any of my art. My acting, my writing, my shows, my paintings, my music, my marriage, my everything. All great art is troubled, painful, healing, ridiculous, and thought-provoking. All at the same time, and I promise you, the worst things in this book are about myself. My deepest, darkest secrets, my lowest points in my drug addiction and alcoholism and Hollywood, which led to my transformation, my transition, my healing. This book is a rebellion against the rigidity of standardized gender identity and an exploration of all the ways our current generation has evolved to express themselves when it comes to constructs of gender, sexuality, and love. Some of it focuses on my own programming and family dynamics. Fortunately, I have had each of you to help pave my way over the years in different ways. Mommy, thank you for always holding space. You are the rock, even when you crumble. Thank you for believing in me, even when you couldn't see it. Thank you for supporting me, even when you didn't understand. To my stepdad, I see you. I respect you. I love you. My brother Rocco, I am here for you always, no matter what. To my parents and grandparents and siblings and aunts and uncles and cousins on all sides of the family, I am grateful for the space to call on you. All of it is you. My lovers over the years, you know who you are. Thank you for showing me how to love, how to be loved. Ariel and Mary and Sarah and Bridget and Antoinette and Andrew and Jamie and Sarah and Red and Emma and Lindsay and Gabriel and Kyle and Peter and Henry and Joey and La Demi and Alicia and Ian and Lena and Johnny and the ones I left out and the ones I haven't met yet. All of it is you. To my friends who carry me, I am beholden to your capacity to give grace. Eric, your story may not be in this book, but it is with me forever. Jean, I love you so much, you asshole. Alok, I will always spiritually bend a knee and bow to your abundance. The words thank you will never be enough for what you have shown me. To the love bomb. Will Malnati, thank you for trusting the work and propelling the message. Mitch and the rest of the team at Will Media, to Milk and Paige and Eric and Sass and Ryan and Harvey and Lane and Brian and Emily and Jules and Love and Colby and Jeremy and Coco and Breezy, to Courtney and Todrick and Hani and Chad and Jennifer and Mickey and Sheila and Sean and Janine and John and Celeste and Jaazriel and Patrick and Zeke and Tommy and Johnny and Rain and Lacey and Paul and Marianne, to Gavin and Chris and Ronnie and Lisa and Jordan and Bianca and Emily and Els and Blair and Ivanka and Vic and Michelle and Shoshana, to Sutton and Debbie and Molly and Hillary and Peter and Miriam and Darren and Joey and Nicole and Justina, all of it is you. To my team, who I would be lost without. Steve, thank you for guiding the ship. Kite for seeing me, Bianca and Devin for believing in me, Eric and Ryan and Courtney for joining at this stage in the game, Layla for being a teammate no matter what, Trisha at Crown for creating this with me, Josh in Tennessee for lighting the way even in the darkest of times, Tennessee Jones, for real. This would not exist without you. Thank you for giving voice and validation where I couldn't. Celeste Fine for fighting for me. And Sarah Pasek for constantly, no matter what, proving that a best friend is worth more than all of it. All of it is you. To my wife, my husband, my best friend, muse, butthead, soulmate, twin flame, Bethany, Christine Myers, Tortorello, baby, baby, baby. None of this matters without you. All of it has always been. All of it is you. And to myself, I want to thank myself. I want to thank me. All of me. All of it is me. All of it is you. Please, universe, take care of me. Angels and gods and aliens, please help me. I pray for myself and pray for my family, my lovers and strangers and enemies. Shine light on me so I can properly see. Be. I pray in the name of love. Be. Not this. Not that. Beyond definition. The love bomb. And thank you again. I love you. Amen. Preface. I've been trying to write this book for months now, and I don't think it's an accident that it's finally coming as I sit here in my dream house. A sprawling, chapel-esque estate on 33 acres. Thank you, Younger. About an hour and a half north of New York City, in this little town where I'm already starting to feel at home. I've been up here for days now. Writing, 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 going over every little detail of my life. All the joy, pain, and regret while I pound the keys. You've heard of somatic manifestations, right? Where your body says, fuck you, because of all the stuff going on in your brain. Well, that's happening. Proof that writing this book is a birth in its own right. I am feeling the agony of delivery. Debilitating lower back pain, contractions, and muscle spasms that result in full-fledged panic attacks. I'm going over my past, and some of it is ugly. But most of it is beautiful, even in its flaws. And I'm giving birth to myself, right here and now, as I write. Girl, bro, for real, just breathe. What's wild is that as your dreams start coming true, you start to dream different dreams. You start to dream bigger. You gain the ability to shift intention. You start to set aside the old shit, and opportunities to turn over a new leaf emerge. That's what healing is, right? Shedding an old skin as you grow into a new one. Like a snake discarding its former shell as a natural function of survival. Through this creative process of healing, I've learned that I wasn't born into the wrong body. No. I was born into the wrong world. Realizing this is a big part of my story. Today, press is rolling in from some of the recent activism I've been involved in. An NBC interview about the Trump administration's proposed anti-trans legislation, and a People article about a protest I had participated in the weekend prior for the advocacy to end intersex surgery. For as long as I can remember, this is all I've ever wanted. To use whatever fame I have for the purpose of justice, and to make a den in the middle of nowhere to raise a brood. These are my priorities. The ability to leverage a career to affect positive change, and being able to walk outside to kiss the earth and develop a symbiotic relationship with the land. I'm in a back brace and have to lie on the floor to take a break. next to the fire blazing in the 8-foot hearth. I've thrown my back out before.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?